The Pathway to Promise podcast, episode number 2, God's foundational gift of taking bold action.
Hey, hey, this is Scott Mayer from InspiredStewardship.com, and you've connected with Dr. Brad Miller on the Pathway to Promise podcast, where we are doing all the good we can.
Shackleton made a commitment, a promise, to get his crew safe and sound off the Antarctic ice and back home to their homes in England.
You're on the Pathway to Promise with Dr. Brad Miller. Brad believes every person has a God-given promised life of peace, prosperity, and purpose, and that you must have a plan and a guide to get there. The Pathway to Promise podcast not only is your guide through the wilderness of depression and disappointment that stand between you and your promised life, but also brings you insights and direction from inspiring, successful thought leaders who have transformed their lives. Welcome to the Pathway to Promise. Now, here's Brad.
The captain gave the order to abandon ship. The crew of the ship knew the order was coming, as it was all too evident that the good ship Endurance was being crushed under the weight of millions of tons of Antarctic ice. The goal of the ship Endurance was to deliver the ship's captain and his team of explorers to the continent of Antarctica, where they were to cross the Antarctic continent overland from west to east for the first time in history. It was called the Imperial Trans-Antarctic Expedition. The name of the ship was Endurance. The captain was Sir Ernest Shackleton. The year, 1915. Shackleton's ambitious goal of traversing the Antarctic continent was set aside with his order to abandon ship as his crew of 28 sailors and explorers set up a makeshift camp with materials salvaged from the ship there on the ice floes which surrounded them. All they could do was watch and listen to the terrible creaking and cracking as the Endurance was crushed to pieces, splintered apart, and sank. Shackleton's goal of becoming the first man to traverse the Antarctic continent overland was crushed with the Endurance. Shackleton immediately set a new goal. He made a promise. Then and there, Shackleton made a commitment, a promise, to get his crew safe and sound off the Antarctic ice and back home to their homes in England. We'll finish this story in just a bit. Hello, my friend, and welcome to this foundational episode number 2 of the Pathway to Promise podcast, where we will go deep on God's gift of bold action to change your life for the better. My name is Brad Miller, Dr. Brad Miller, and I am a student of life transformation. The Pathway to Promise podcast is all about the belief that every person has a God-given promised life of peace, prosperity, and purpose, which is achieved when we follow a specific path with the proper people. Following the Pathway of Promise allows you to overcome any adversity of dark depression, debilitating disease, devastating divorce, overwhelming debt, even the death of a loved one, and emerge to a place of spiritual depth, emotional satisfaction, joy-filled relationships, and debt-free, prosperous living with vital health. The pathway to your promised life is guided by 4 foundational gifts that God gives us, which, when you claim them, help you to achieve peace, prosperity, and purpose. You will find these four foundational gifts in a verse of Scripture from the Bible. 2 Timothy 1:7. God does not give us a spirit of timidity, but the spirit of power, love, and self-discipline. The first foundational gift is this: God does not give us a spirit of timidity. What does the word timid or spirit of timidity mean in this context? The dictionary definition of timid is showing a lack of courage or confidence or easily frightened. It means living your life in fear. In practice, when we say someone is timid, we think of someone who is withdrawn, quiet, afraid, or indecisive. The image comes to mind of a shaking mouse. You know the phrase, timid as a mouse. So if God's gift, according to the Bible, is not being timid, then the opposite of that would hold true, would it not? To put it another way, taking bold action in the face of fear is the first foundational gift from God for you to claim if you truly seek to overcome adversity and find your promised life of peace, prosperity, and purpose. If you're going to overcome adversity in your life and achieve your promised life, then the first thing you need to do is take bold action. The first step in taking bold action to achieve your promised life is to clarify the specifics of what you mean by your individual promised life. What is your vision? What is the outcome you seek? Where do you want to go? For Shackleton and his men, the vision was clear: get off the Antarctic ice and get back home to England. For you, your vision of a promised life may be achieving financial freedom. Perhaps it is developing a great relationship with your spouse. Maybe your vision is to achieve optimal health, lose 50 pounds, or ride your bike for 100 miles. Maybe your vision is to be a spiritually deeper person, the kind of person other people yearn to be around. Perhaps your vision is to beat cancer or to raise money for a mission in Guatemala. Whatever it is, clarity of your outcome is what is important here. If you don't know where you're going, any road will take you there. Taking bold action first means taking action in the direction of your desired outcome. Your vision, your desired outcome, is to be clear and specific and stated with clarity. For myself, I had a vision of being the greatest father of the bride ever at my daughter's wedding, and that vision drove me to take bold action. What is your vision, your desired outcome of your promised life? I want to invite you to take out a notebook or a personal planner. I like to call this my tablet. And open it up. Open up your planning app on your phone or whatever is your way of writing things down. And write this out. Go ahead and write this out. I, and put your first name, I am not timid. I claim God's gift of taking bold action of, and then fill in the blank. What's your action? The first step of taking bold action is claiming your God-given vision of your personal promised life. So, let's spell out your vision for your situation using the word vision. You can use your tablet for this. Simply write the letter V and write this word down after the letter V. The word is version. The letter V of vision is for version. What version of yourself do you envision 40 days, 60 days, 6 months down the road? Do you see a version of yourself much as you are right now, or do you see a version of yourself at a considerably better place? A place where you've lost that weight, a place where you have improved your marriage, a place where you have eliminated debt, a place where you have overcome depression. The present stuck version of yourself will not do here. God has a great promised life in store for you, so get a specific, clear vision of your version of what your promised life looks like. You've got this. It's in your mind right now. Okay, now that you got it there, let's write it down. Write down as specifically as possible under the V for version of yourself what that is. Now that you have a clear version of yourself in your mind, how do you get there? How do you get to your promised life? The next bold action is to just get started. That means taking the initiative. So in your tablet, write the letter I in the word vision. You've got a V, and now you've got an I. Write down the letter I, and the I is for initiate. Initiate is to cause a process or action to begin. It means you are responsible for getting things started. It means you have to get out of bed, put one foot in front of the other. You set your intention when you initiate action. An orchestra does not play a note of a song until the conductor raises her baton to initiate the song. A football play does not begin until the quarterback barks out the signals to initiate the snap of the ball from the center. Dorothy could not get on the road to see the wonderful Wizard of Oz until she took that first step on the yellow brick road. The Bible says that Jesus resolutely set out toward Jerusalem to initiate the journey that would lead to his glory. If you heard my story about preparing for my daughter's wedding from episode number one, you know that for me, my first step was to keep my promise to my daughter and to myself. My first step was getting out of bed at 5 a.m. on a cold, snowy morning and meeting my workout and accountability partner at my local gym. This started me on the path to losing almost 50 pounds in just a few weeks and putting myself in a much better state. So what do you need to do to initiate in your life your promised life? So in your tablet now, write down these words. The first action that I need to initiate is, fill in the blank, and I will do this by, and put a time frame there. I'll repeat that. The first action that I will initiate is, fill in the blank, and I will do this by, and put a date or a time frame. So we've got the V, and we've got the I of vision. The letter S in spelling out the word vision is for stepping up. So put the letter S in your tablet, and the words step up following it. Stepping up means to keep on going. Keep doing the things you need to do over and over again as you develop new habits, which will move you closer and closer to your promised life. This means to focus with intention on the daily actions that you need to do. This is all about making progress. I think you need to take daily significant action toward your goal for 40 consecutive days to imprint that new habit into your life. This is about making a promise to yourself to master the habits that you need to take on and effect significant change. This is the cumulative effect of practice. You don't learn to play guitar in a great rock band after one lesson and no practice. It doesn't work that way. You know that. You can't run a marathon if you haven't practiced it for weeks and months on end with practice runs. And you can't change your life with good intentions alone. You have to be motivated to step up. There's a story about of a farmer who had a mule, and that farmer dug a new well to get water. But the well was dry, but unfortunately his mule, wandering around, somehow came upon that well and fell down deep into this hole in the ground where the well was. Well, the mule was so deep in the well it couldn't get out on its own. And the farmer who owned the mule couldn't figure out how to get him out as well. So after a while, he figured the cause is lost. He couldn't get him out, couldn't get his mule out of the well. And he figured, I just have to bury the mule right here in the well. And so the farmer started shoveling dirt down into the well, and it landed in a clump on the mule's back. But what the mule would do was shake the dirt off its back and then step up on the dirt. The farmer kept shoveling dirt, and the mule kept shaking it off and stepping up, shaking it off and step up. This process went on for quite some time, shaking it off and stepping up, until finally the well was filled with dirt and the mule stepped away out of the well to freedom and was saved. So, my friend, what do you need to do to shake it off and step up? What do you need to keep doing even when you're frustrated and when things aren't going well? What do you need to do to keep on going? In episode number one, I told you about the father-daughter wedding dance I was so stressed out about. I practiced that dance literally hundreds of times on my own for the most part over several months until I got to the point where that dance was a part of me. And it wasn't half bad, if I do say so myself. It wasn't easy, of course. It took a lot of practice. Same thing for you. Shackleton's men, they endured brutal weather in the Antarctic, unbearable hunger, and nearly insane living conditions for a year. But they just kept going. They just endured one day after the next, holding on to hope that they would be rescued. There's something magical about the momentum that builds when you keep stepping up and taking action. The German playwright Johann Wolfgang Goethe said this, "Bold action produces genius, power, and magic." And so it is when you take action and keep stepping up, you will make progress and build momentum of genius, power, and magic toward achieving your promised life. So in your tablet now, write down these words. I will step up and develop the habit of, fill in the blank, to achieve my promised life. One more time, write this down. I will step up and develop the habit of, fill in the blank, to achieve my promised life. We're building the word vision here. And the second I in the word vision is to immunize yourself from excuses. You know the drill by now. Write down the letter I and the word immunize in your tablet. Medically, to immunize yourself means to be inoculated, often by injection, to block or prevent infection in the body. And for you, my friend, the infection is defeatism. It's depression. It's fear. It's a bad attitude, or perhaps peer pressure, which we often use as excuses or rationalizations to impede our progress toward our promised life. The inoculation is the specific actions we take to crush the infection and immunize ourselves from excuses. Too often we play the if-only game and wish that things were better or that we were in different circumstances. If only I was smarter. If only if I was richer. If only I was prettier. If only I was skinnier. But let me say this right now. Just stop it. Just stop beating yourself up. Just stop it. Circumstances happen to everybody, and there are certain circumstances we just can't do a thing about. You get a bad diagnosis about your health. Your spouse doesn't want to live with you anymore. You have an accident in your car. Circumstantial things do happen. Things do go bad. However, when things go bad, you don't have to go bad with them. You do not have to descend into depression or defeatism when failure comes. You have to learn to turn your excuse making into fiery energy towards doing what is possible to do right now. This is not about ignoring your problems or having a pie-in-the-sky attitude that they just aren't there. Whatever the obstacles are, you must face them, as they will not go away on their own. So now is the time to name your problems that are before you. Be specific now. What are the obstacles, the problems that you have to deal with to achieve your promised life? They may seem to be impossible right now to overcome, but nothing really happens until you name the problem. You can't immunize yourself until you focus on what the problem really is. And you take away the power of the problem when you name it and speak against it. If you have cancer, speak against the mass inside of you. Call out the cancer by name, out loud, and determine to defeat it without excuses. The writer of the book, Good to Great, Jim Collins, makes this point that you have to face the brutal facts of your life and still choose to move forward in faith toward your goals. The author of Do the Work, Stephen Pressfield, argues that the force of resistance is a powerful and insidious force which looks to crush your pathway to promise. So you have to persevere and tough out the tough times to get to your promised life. Shackleton's men had to come to terms with unbelievably harsh conditions in the Antarctic. They had to find ways, workarounds, if you will, to work around their situations. And this included doing some incredibly tough things. On the Endurance, they had brought with them sled dogs. And these dogs were intended to be used to mush the sleds of the explorers across Antarctica on their expedition. But now that they were stranded, over the course of many months, these stranded dogs, or these dogs they had with them, they became their beloved pets, as you might imagine. But as time went on and went on, sadly, and this one hurts me, they ended up having to eat all the dogs in order to survive. That's a tough story, but it shows that Shackleton's men did what they absolutely had to do to achieve their greater promise. Some things you need to do to immunize yourself may not be pretty. They may be tough. Think now, what do you have to do to immunize yourself from doubt and fear? In your tablet now, write down these words. I will not use the following problems or circumstances as excuses to keep me from achieving my promised life. And then list at least three obstacles, name them by name, in a list there. At least three. Again, I'll say it. I will not use the following problems or circumstances as excuses to keep me from achieving my promised life. And then list at least three in your tablet. It's spelling out vision now, the letter O. The letter O in the word vision is for opportunity. So in your tablet, write the letter O and the word opportunity. You are going to fall down and fail on your pathway to promise. I flat out guarantee that. But what happens after you fail is what matters. When you fail, you can either give up and quit, or you can see every failure as an opportunity to grow. This is about choosing to be a learner and not be lame. When I lost almost 50 pounds in a few months, there was more than a few times that I stepped on the scales after a week of dieting and working out, and you know what? I'd actually gained weight. That was so frustrating. Now, that was more than frustrating. That was infuriating. But I didn't give up after those failures, because I had a bigger vision driving me. What I did do was I did check in with my workout accountability partner and evaluated what I was doing wrong. And I kind of broke down what I was doing and reevaluated my tactics and habits, adjusted, and kept going again. It was an opportunity to learn. Failure is just a part of the deal when you are traversing the pathway to your promised life. What can you learn along the way is the opportunities that are there to take advantage of and to learn to be a better person. Remember Dorothy on the Yellow Brick Road on her way to Oz? On her way, she discovered courage from the Cowardly Lion, kindness from the Tin Man, and intelligence from the Scarecrow. When you don't take advantage of the lessons of failure, you are missing out. This is sometimes called opportunity cost. What does it cost you to not take advantage of the opportunities presented to you, even when they come through failure. Okay, now on your tablet, after the letter O, write down these words. I'm not bitter about my blank failure because I have the opportunity to get better by, then fill in the blank. One more time. I'm not bitter about my failure because I have the opportunity to get better by, and fill in the blank. The letter N in the word vision, to complete our vision, is for now is the time. So write the letter N in your tablet and complete the word vision with the word now is the time. Perhaps you've heard it said, don't put up for tomorrow what you can procrastinate for the day after. Procrastination is a killer, which is defeated by doing things now. It was Benjamin Franklin who said, you may delay, but time will not, and lost time is never found again. Maybe you've also heard the phrase, the best time to plant a great oak tree was 25 years ago. The second best time is now. Your problems, your situation, will always be there unless you do something about it now. Your weight will come off. Your relationships will get better. Your spiritual life will strengthen. Your finances will improve only when you take action and do it right now. A few years ago, I was in Kitty Hawk, North Carolina, to visit the site where the Wright brothers flew the first powered airplane flight. And I learned that Orville and Wilbur Wright built hundreds of models of gliders and prepared for years for the opportunity to have the first powered flight. And the day finally came in 1903 to take that first powered flight. Wilbur fired up the engine of the Wright Flyer. Orville climbed onto the wing, and then he opened up the throttle. And with a push from Wilbur, the first airplane rattled down a rail and took flight. And the world is forever changed because the Wright brothers took action and they did it right now. Okay, get out your planner now and after the word in for now, write these words. The action I will take right now to achieve my promised life is fill in the blank. The action I will take right now to achieve my promised life is. If you follow your vision, you will claim the great gift from God to not live in a spirit of timidity, but to receive and use God's gift of taking bold action. Remember Shackleton and the men of the HMS Endurance? It took over a year and many, many harrowing experiences, but in the end, Shackleton was able to get every one of his 28 men off the ice of Antarctica and back home to England, their promised land. I know you can reach your God-given promised life of peace, prosperity, and purpose when you take bold action powered by your great vision. I hope you will continue to take bold action with me on the Pathway to Promise podcast. You can connect up with me on the website, pathwaypromise.com. It's there on the website that I have a gift for you. It's a guide that will help you start and end your day successfully. It's called How to Frame Your Day for Success, the 4-Minute Way. So head on over to pathwaypromise.com for that free guide and lots of other helpful information and links and ways that we can be in touch. If you like what you are hearing on the Pathway to Promise podcast, please subscribe on iTunes or whatever channel you're listening today. That would be so much appreciated. And please give us a 5-star rating if you feel I deserve it. It would be so awesome if you could also write a line or two in the review field. Please tell your friends about the Pathway to Promise podcast through your personal and social media network. I'll be here every week. And I bet you're thinking right now of someone who this podcast could be helpful to. Thanks so much, my friend, for sticking around for episode 2 of the Pathway to Promise podcast. This is the second of the 5 foundational episodes of the Pathway to Promise. In episode one, I told the story of how the Pathway to Promise came about, our mission and our vision, and my story. In episodes 4 and 5, we unpack God's gift of loving relationships and self-discipline. But right now, if you want to continue on your personal Pathway to Promise, how about heading over to episode 3, where we will go deep with God's foundational gift of drawing on a higher spiritual power on your Pathway to Promise. My friend, it has been a privilege and a pleasure to have you listening today on the Pathway to Promise podcast. You are so appreciated. Until next time, this is Dr. Brad Miller reminding you that there is power in a promise kept.
Thanks so much for taking the Pathway to Promise with Dr. Brad Miller. As a subscriber, you'll be a vital part of the Pathway to Promise community. Visit us on the web at pathwaypromise.com. Until next time, remember to stay on your Pathway to Promise.